It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Leslie Carrier.
Good morning, everybody. Our guest today is Chris Pilgrim. Chris is the Media Relations Representative with the Community Blood Center of the Ozarks. And just a heads up, first of all, there is an urgent need for blood donations for the Community Blood Center, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But first of all, Chris, just tell us, give us the history on the Community Blood Center of the Ozarks and the services you provide, the geographic area, that type of thing.
Community Blood Center of the Ozarks was formed back in 1995, so we're celebrating really going into our 25th year of operation here in the Ozarks. And we had one goal back in 95 when we formed the blood centers, and that was to find a way to make sure that local blood stayed in the community and helped local patients. So with that great idea in mind, some hospital leaders got together and ponied up the money to form this blood center. As a true independent, we were operating right in the middle of what was then Red Cross territory. A lot was made about that. Lawsuits were filed. The Red Cross naturally didn't take that very well, but it's turned out to be a model that many other blood centers across the country have emulated and formed their own independent blood centers. So we're a partner in America's Blood Centers. It's a partner of about 70 independent blood centers scattered across the U.S. We provide just about half of the nation's blood, and we've been around for the last 25 years. It takes us around 200 donations to meet one day's needs. Our territory runs in 44, I believe, area hospitals, roughly from Rolla, like at the Ozarks area up in the Northeast, down through all the Springfield hospitals, all the Joplin hospitals, and then about 12 or 13 hospitals in Northwest Arkansas, in the Springdale and Bentonville, Arkansas area. It's important to note that the patients at those hospitals that we serve get their blood from Community Blood Center of the Ozarks donors and nobody else. And that's kind of what we hang our hats on. It's local blood for local folks, and it's a model, like I say, that's going on a quarter century now of success.
Well, in that 25 years, certainly technology has changed a lot, and technology plays a huge role in the collection process. So what's going on with that, and what are maybe some of the things on the horizon?
Technological things have really changed, and we've kind of been rolling with those changes. Something new that we've got at the Blood Center is a way for you, on the day of your donation, if you have an account with us already, and you need to have an account because that's how you accrue your life points and your reward points and get your gifts and check your vital signs online and things like that. So if you have an account with us, on the day of your donation, you go and you can take our test, our 50-question test. You can take that ahead of time on your mobile phone. What that will do then is we'll give you a barcode after your completion of that test. You're able to walk into the blood donation event and just show that barcode, scan it, and you don't have to take those questions again. So it's a time saver. We've also switched recently to tablets. We're also upgrading machinery. We've got a brand new 4-bed mobile blood supply unit. We call it the blood vessel. And it is brand new just in the last couple of weeks. It's making its way across the Ozarks even as we speak. We've got plans for two more of those. So yeah, technology changes and we hope to change right along with it.
So one of the questions that sometimes comes up is the issue of a threat to the blood supply. What systems are in place to identify these threats and how does that roll out with you?
Threats can come in a number of different forms. You know, there's the large-scale threat from a bloodborne illness or disease. HIV was one back in the late 80s that occurred, and more recently, West Nile virus, things like that. The FDA identifies those, and they tell blood centers, you have to test for this particular thing as of this date. And so we are governed by the FDA. They tell us what to test for, and we test for it. On a micro level, though, those things can happen as well. We rely on a couple of things. Every single donation that we get is tested for the diseases that the FDA mandates that we test for. We also operate with those questions that the donor answers before every donation. We take their extensive physical history, too, where we test their pulse, their blood pressure. We take a drop of blood out of their finger to make sure it's high enough iron levels to be able to donate. So there are many layers to preventing bloodborne illnesses and diseases from getting into those bags, and you've got to be successful 100% of the time, and that's certainly our goal.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I said that this was kind of an alert because there's an urgent blood need or urgent need for blood donations right now. The recent winter weather has certainly wreaked havoc on your blood donation, your collection events and that around the region. So what are you doing to make up for that?
Well, we've asked the public to give. Number one, a media release has gone out in the past week. We're asking folks to give. The other things that we're doing is we're trying to incentivize donors to give by different giveaways and things like that. But we just want people to know that It takes about 200 per day. That's whether it's a Thursday, whether it's a holiday, and whether it's a rain or snow day also. So we've had some drive cancellations due to weather, due to illness, and we just want people to know that, hey, we still need you, and we need you especially right now. Virtually all blood types are needed right now, and that's kind of interesting. Usually we'll be short on one or two, but it's just a general malaise. We see it sometimes during the winter, but this is a wonderful time to donate, and you're really helping area patients with your donation, especially this time of the year.
Well, and we can certainly list the upcoming donation times and locations on the website that'll attach to this story.
CBCO.org is also a good place to go. You can find a donation event coming to you right there.
Well, great. Thank you very much. Our guest today has been Chris Pilgrim, who is the media relations representative for the Community Blood Center of the Ozarks. As we mentioned, the times and locations for the blood collection events will be posted on the website. This has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. For this and other programs in the Making Democracy Work series, go to the web at ksmu.org.